WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood sleep enthusiast. Ever find yourself staring at the clock at midnight, wondering how you ended up binge-watching another reality show instead of winding down for a good night's sleep? You're not alone. We all struggle with evening procrastination sometimes. It's like our brains decide that the witching hour is prime time for tackling that never-ending laundry pile or finally learning to play the ukulele seriously. Who has time? But here's the thing. Those tasks can wait. What shouldn't wait is your sleep. So, if you're tired of feeling like a zombie in the morning and craving a peaceful evening routine, buckle up because we're diving into some killer strategies for crushing that evening procrastination beast. Get ready to reclaim your nights and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. First things first, let's be real, distractions are everywhere. Your phone is buzzing with notifications, social media is calling your name, and the new streaming show just dropped an episode you simply have to watch. But here's a sneaky trick. Create a distraction-free zone for yourself in the evenings. Think about it like this: you wouldn't go into a meeting with all the lights off and your phone blasting music, right? The same goes for your evening wind-down time. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on airplane mode, or even better, leave it in another room entirely. Next up, we need to talk about that sneaky little beast called decision fatigue. By the end of a long day, our brains are practically begging for a break from making decisions. Every little choice what to wear, what to eat, what show to watch starts to feel like an Herculean effort. So, what can we do? Streamline your evenings. Plan out your meals ahead of time, lay out your clothes the night before, and create a set routine for your evening activities. Think of it as creating a pre-programmed path for your mind to follow, less thinking, more relaxing. Now, let's talk about harnessing the power of self-compassion. You know, that feeling when you've had a tough day and you just want to curl up on the couch with a good book. That's exactly what your body and mind are craving in the evenings, a chance to de-stress and recharge. So, be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up and spend an extra hour scrolling through social media. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember that age-old saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? Well, it turns out there's some truth to that. Incorporating activities you genuinely enjoy into your evening routine can do wonders for your mental well-being and help your mind from the day. This could be anything from reading a book to listening to music, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Find what brings you joy and make it a part of your nightly ritual. Ever had one of those evenings where everything seems to fall apart? Maybe your work deadline was extended, the grocery store ran out of your favorite cereal, and then your cat decided to shred the rug for no apparent reason. Sound familiar? We've all been there. In moments like these, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and tempted to just binge-watch every show on Netflix until you fall asleep. But remember, even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Take a few deep breaths, light a scented candle, put on some relaxing music, whatever helps you create a sense of calm in the midst of chaos. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about finding ways to manage stress and prioritize your well-being. So there you have it, folks. 5 key strategies to help you overcome evening procrastination and finally get the restful sleep you deserve. Remember, a good night's sleep isn't just about feeling rested in the morning, it's about setting yourself up for success throughout the day. It's about boosting your mood, improving your focus, and giving yourself the energy to chase your dreams. Now go forth, conquer those evening distractions, and wake up feeling like $1 million. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the love for good sleep and create a world where everyone can enjoy the sweet, peaceful zzzs. See you tomorrow night for another dose of nightly calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.